SBS 中文普通话节目。
New South Wales Fair Trading received more than 1,000 complaints.
去年，新州公平交易署收到过数千个有关娱乐活动售票的询问和投诉，特别是有关 A League 总决赛期间出现的黄牛票问题，一些票价甚至被炒到原价的七倍。还有许多巨星演唱会也出现过这种情况 ，Ed Sheeran、Drake、Adele， 华人演出也有这样的问题，譬如今年四月份的周杰伦演唱会，我很不希望看到歌迷们如此上当受骗，所以我们继续本着消费者权益至上的理念推出了这些新法规。新的售票管理法规定，在新州兜售二手票转手价格不能高于原票价的10%，确保歌迷粉丝们能以合理正常的价格买到票去看他们喜爱的演出。
Events and concerts that they want to see at a fair and reasonable price.
Mm-hmm. And you just mentioned the new laws has taken effect from the
这些新法规是今年六月一号起生效的。
So,
那么在六月一号之前已经卖出的票也会受到新法规的影响吗？
That's exactly right. All tickets sold after the 1st of June, this new law will apply.
六月一号之前的不会受到影响，但六月一号市面上出售的门票必须要清楚地标注原价。出售二手票的各类平台也必须及时更新系统，以防脱手价超过原价的10%。所以一旦发现市面上出现超过原价10%的二手票，新州公平交易署就会出手展开调查，采取行动。
Fair Trading will be able to investigate those complaints and take appropriate action.
Mm-hmm. And you just mentioned that there will be a price range for the reseller to sell the ticket. So what will happen if the ticket is sold more than a quarter that is allowed by you just said, you know, the Fair Trading will take some actions, but what will be happening after that?
We'll give promoters the ability to cancel.
活动主办方把这些违规票视为无效票，或者不让持有违规票的人入场，相关广告也必须详细的标明诸如原价、座位号等信息。同时我们也会打击不法售票处，这些人会利用一些软件大批量的买空门票，让歌迷粉丝们没有办法购买到正常价格的门票。我们也会借鉴当前在美国和英国实行的经验，新州公平交易署也会确保新法规能够落实到位。
What that does is deprives real fans the opportunity to get access to tickets at a fair and reasonable price. So what we're doing is we're mirroring the best practice models in the USA and the UK, and Fair Trading will use its powers to enforce these laws.
So let's say if this person won the ticket as a prize in the competition,
is this person able to resell this ticket?
Yes, they would be able to resell the ticket, but only at...
是可以的，那依然呢要遵循二手价格不能超过原价10%的这个规定。他们可以在了解过原价格的信息之后，按照规定就可以二手转卖了。
Find out the original sale price of the ticket, what it was worth, and they can resell it at 10% above the face value.
But what if you know the buyer is
法律上虽然有规定，但如果买票的人为了一定要得到这张票，愿意多付10%的价格来买这张二手票呢？还是那句话，二手票脱手价格必须不能超过原价的10%。我们也不鼓励消费者这么去做，这会让那些不法商家更加有机可乘，来侵犯那些真实歌迷粉丝的利益。
告诉我们您的想法，请关注 SBS Mandarin Facebook 或者我们的 Twitter @SBS Mandarin。